I was going to read, we always read every Christmas Eve, the Christmas story, but this was something, we got to meet with Donna the other day, that's David's sister. And David and I, mostly David, he wrote a poem for Christmas, and it sounds like 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So I'm going to read it, hopefully you can hear me. "'Twas the Sunday before Christmas, and all through God's house, the members were all praying as quiet as a mouse. The songs were all picked by Don with great care, praying to God that Edith would be there. The members were snuggled in their own special pew, some freezing, some sweating. That's just what they do. And this is back when Mary and John was alive. With Mary screaming and John in his cap, the members were ready for a good sermon nap. While out in the back, there arose such a clatter, even Breedlove woke up to see what was the matter. Ruth raced to the back with Kathy right behind. They knew something was wrong. Someone surely lost their mind. Out the door, they raced into the fellowship ring to find the loud noise that went like a boom. To our amazement, we saw the old brown bus stacked to the roof, filled with blessings for us. The lights were dim, and so were Ruth's eyes, but they heard a voice that could not be disguised. When what to their eyes should suddenly appear, it was Don and Anna Ruth. Yes, they just got here. Mom was smiling, and Dad was dressed for the season. I knew for sure they were here for a reason. Now Ruth, now Frances, now Mary and Dee Dee, on Don, on Brenda, on Pam and Kimmy. To the call of our master, to the heat of this call, witness away, witness away, witness away all. They named each member, they knew them by heart, even the ones they loved from the start. From the fellowship hall to the auditorium they raced, we could not help but to have a smile on our face. Dad was dressed in his usual tie, and Mom was in silk. I wanted to cry. A bundle of blessings they had in their sacks, they still looked like they did a long time back. Her eyes, how they sparkled. My dad was so merry. Her cheeks were like roses, Dad's nose like a cherry. Mom's voice as she sang like that of an angel, a lullaby of course to a baby in a manger. His Bible he held, it was tightly bound, a halo around his head looked just like a crown. They seemed so happy, at peace with each other, so proud of the church they started together. Their visions and dreams that are still coming true. I knew they were proud to see the work we still do. They were happy and excited, both still in love. I know this feeling can only come from above. A wink of her eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me no, I had nothing to dread. They spoke not a word, but went to their task. They blessed each member with the grace that would last. Then holding each other, they never made a sound. They went to the roof and were heaven bound. They were met by the angels that had come for them, but promised to see all of us very soon again. But I heard them proclaim as they passed out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Oh, beautiful.